Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Wow, and we've got Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce with us today. And how are the roads, Charlie, for you?
You know, it's kind of a mixed bag. I got the school notification for Ellsworth Public Schools and City Hall. It's like a 2-hour delay this morning. So, folks, if you didn't get those notifications, there's the 2-hour delay. Coming from Castine, at first, I was like, what is going on? Like, it's not too bad over here, although there was a delay in Castine as well.
It was similar. When I left my home in Vesey, it was some light snow. The roads were a little slick, but the snow picked up as I kept getting closer to Ellsworth.
Yeah, that was exactly my scenario, too. It was like, oh, this is why there's a delay over here. And usually I have the opposite problem, which is I leave Ellsworth, which has the best in the business, the pride of Ellsworth, our snowplow teams. They're just incredible. You know, I think, as I've noted before, it's pretty sad that we don't have like a welcome to Ellsworth signs or leaving Ellsworth. You know, it's the largest coastal landmass in Maine. But in the wintertime, you don't really need those signs because you can see when you get to the town line and the Ellsworth Public Works teams have stopped plowing in another state or another town. It's like they really do an incredible job out here. And I know that's been a long-standing tradition for the teams. So yeah, last week we had the storm, left Ellsworth. Roads are pretty decent. Got into the Castine Road, and man, the car was going off. This was kind of the opposite. I think less due to the plow crews and more due to the weather. It seems like there's just a lot more snow. That's Maine. Depending on, you can be 3 or 4 miles away and get rain or get snow, and looks like a little snow, but I think it's turning over soon.
So what is happening downtown at the moment, Charlie, that we should know about?
You know, downtown, we had the Christmas tree lighting this last week, and we kind of combined both the lighting and the parade. I think that was a huge success.
It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, we pivoted it from Small Business Saturday at the request of a lot of our business owners so we don't kind of draw customers away, and I think that was a success too. We're gonna think a little more and kind of combine both events, which just, I mean, there must have been 1,000 people plus. I saw a news article said hundreds came out for the Bangor light parade. I'll be like, there was thousands of people out for the Ellsworth one. It was, I mean, I think they said that, but there's the most floats ever.
And we had the snow falling right when the parade was happening. The only problem was weird. Mike and I were reading, you know, the scripts and talking about all the floats going by, and we had to keep blowing the snow off our papers. I've never had snow covering my scripts before.
That's a good problem to have, though, with a Christmas parade.
It is. And the Crown Vicks did an awesome job. We had a couple food trucks that were doing great stuff. And, you know, we had the fire pits. And, you know, well, Teddy explained that all a couple weeks ago. So,
All right. Well, a lot of winter weather to talk about. But Charlie has more to tell us about what's happening in Ellsworth next as we continue with City Scene on Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is with us today on City Scene. And Charlie, we were chatting off the air, and you were telling us a little bit about some of the upcoming projects involved downtown, including digital modernization of a bunch of departments. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're always looking, I'd say one of my core purposes is sort of modernize and make efficient government. And one of those pieces is digital modernizations. And I think, last year, our big kind of policy push was ordinance reform. And we're about to come forward with our planning department with really kind of bringing our ordinances in line with state rules, but also kind of, you know, trying to make them as business friendly as possible to promote more business activity in the city. So ordinance reform, we did some tax and criminal financing district reforms, and a new 5-10 year capital improvement plan to kind of better understand and plan for our depreciating assets in the city. This next year, I really want a big push into digital modernization. I've really noticed since my year and a half here that there's just huge swaths of the city government that are really just paper-based systems.
Really still paper, huh?
Yeah, paper-based and also just like internal knowledge-based systems. So there was a time, I think, when people stayed in city government for 30 years or 20 years, and could succession plan, but now a lot of times people leave and like what's between their 2 years and was the system, was the entirety of how, you know, we closed down our Knowlton Park. I know, we lost a few years ago before I arrived, you know, a good portion of the spray pad, the jets, the splash pad, because they weren't winterized properly. And there's not like a work order that kicks out like this is the time of year you'll have to do this piece. It's just sort of dependent on humans being like, oh yeah, we need to winterize the splash pad this year.
Well, Joe's done it for 50 years, but when Joe's not here, And if we didn't have any record of it, how do you do it?
Yeah, and our IT director reminded our teams this year, hey, you have to put you can't just antifreeze it. You got to put the caps on the splash pads so that water doesn't come in over the winter and then ruin the antifreeze. It's like, oh, of course. So now we're going to digital systems for parks and recreation for our public works team. So that just, maintenance, operating plans, it'll just kick those orders out. Our water department, wastewater has good digital systems. Water department doesn't really have any digital systems. They have paper maps of all the water distribution lines, procurement, grants management, the contracting, all very paper-based Excel systems, emails around, and that's not just good for, efficiency, being better with our work planning, not having so much depreciation, but it's also really good to ensure that there's succession planning and that there's that the blocking and tackling of city government's been done and that it's transparent. Like, here's every dollar we're spending, here's every contract we have, and we're really looking forward to getting better at that.
All right, when you want to find out what's really going on, you tune into City Scene every Wednesday here at Star 97.7. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.